Hello and welcome to Hacker Public Radio. My name is Nido Media and I'm here to talk a bit about recording episodes. Recently we've had the case that we had so few episodes that we had to resort to the backup episodes, which also was the moment we found out we had just about 6 backup episodes. So there's talk about getting rid of the idea of the backup episodes all the way, because, well, there really weren't any. And even that all put aside, there are very few shows now, and we really do need them to continue. So I decided to make an episode about recording an episode using Audacity. If all goes well, it is really not that hard. You download Audacity using your package manager and you install it, and then you find this icon with this wave looking thingy with the headphones which says Audacity, and you start it up. Then you get a program, and there's on the top there's this big round button together with all kinds of other buttons, but this one is special because it's round and it's red, and if you hover above it, it will say record. So if you want to record something and everything goes well, you press that button and you're in business. It starts recording, you get a big line going over the screen and however many tracks you are recording, and when you are talking, then the display goes makes a little waveform, and if you play it back, then you hear yourself talk and you probably think, hey, I don't really sound like that. Unfortunately you do, but you sound like that to other people anyway, so don't worry about that. So the first problem you may have is that everything is working except for the fact that you speak into your microphone and nothing is happening on the screen. It still gives it that single line in the middle, and it doesn't move up or down. No matter how hard you shout into the microphone, nothing works. There are a few things which can be wrong in this case. It's either a connection between your microphone and your computer which is not really matching up, so check whether it's really plugged in. If it's not that, then there may be something wrong inside in a software connection, or maybe you need to put up a volume slider in order to hear your voice. Maybe you have multiple sound cards in your computer, because you have your normal sound card which you use for your gaming and your listening to music and whatever, which is a separate sound card which you bought from the sound card which is on the motherboard. Or maybe you don't have any extra sound card inside, but you just used your USB microphone and you plugged it in your computer. Technically, that's a different sound card. So the first thing you want to look up in Audacity is whether the settings are correct. And in the menu above the 5-6 buttons I told you about earlier, there's this menu called Edit. And all the way down, there's a menu called Preferences, which has a shortcut Control P. So you can just press Control P and get the Preferences menu. In this, on the left side, you have all kinds of options you can choose from. Wait with going towards the recording option in this list and stick with the devices first, because that's the thing the thing where you need to look at first. When you look in the right part of the menu, you have a subframe called Interface. From this, you have a menu in which you can choose your host. Under my system, I can choose between ALSA or a Jack Audio Connection Kit. I've both installed and running at the moment, so I can choose either of those options. Most likely, yours only has the choice ALSA. After having chosen that, it will say using and then whatever the it is actually using in order to make that connection, which is in my case port audio, and it can connect to any of those hosts. Anyway, it's not important. Next is the playback device. The device is different in the host, that the host is the basically the language it talks to your sound device, and the device is the actual device which it uses. Well, actual device, also not per se. If you look in the possible options for playback, and you have an OSA host and Fedora 17 or some other Linux system and a lot of sound cards, then you get a big list. These are basically the OSA devices which can play back. Usually default works. If you usually have sound, then playing back in Audacity under the default device will work without a problem. So let's skip that part. Let's go to the recording device, which is another one of them sub-tabs. And well, there's the choice of the device, which is usually set on default. And then there's also the option of sysdefault, which for all intents and purposes now is basically the same. And I also have here the option pulse, which is to say use the pulse audio device. And then there's in my case also the option for the various actual connections on the card. There's here the HDA NVIDIA VT1708S analog, and then there's between brackets HW0,0 close bracket, and it's there's like rear mic 1, front mic 1,0, line 0, and stereo mixer 0. Having used a lot of different audio devices under different Linux systems, I can say that these descriptions aren't necessarily corresponding with what is happening in the actual world. So if you have your device connected to your front connection, maybe you still need to select the rear microphone. These are values which are extracted from the firmware which is installed on the audio device, and it is not always correct. So just try them all, try to record something, see if you can actually make some noise and see what happens. Then once you have chosen a device, you have still have the option for multiple channels. There's an option for mono, and there's an option for stereo for most normal devices. Sometimes when you have a specialized audio card, you may have access to as much as 18 channels at the same time, and it may not necessarily be channel 1 to which your microphone is connected. So in the interest of getting something recorded as fast as possible, just choose the biggest number of channels you can choose, record all 18 tracks at the same time, and remove the redundant tracks once you're done recording. Okay, say you've tried all these different audio devices and you still can't really get anything, or you're not really sure which one of these devices and which one of these hosts you should pick. One other thing which you can look at is your sound menu. At the moment I'm using Fedora 18, and it's using, I think, GNOME 3. And at the top, in this case, there's this little volume-looking thingy icon. And from that I have something called sound settings, and that brings me to some system default sound settings. You can look here and try and find something like input and see if you can boost some input volume. And this may or this may not work. One other thing you can look at, which is the tool which I usually use in order to set my volumes, is I go down to the terminal and I start, I use a program called OSA Mixer. You can run it basically by calling the command OSA Mixer, and it will give you a graphical interface, and it tells you which card it is working on, which chip it's working on, and it gives you a list of views, which is playback, capture, or all. By pressing F4 you can go to the capture list, and by pressing F5 you can get all, which is the playback and the capture list. F3 is only the playback list, and it tells you which item you are working on. You can move left and right. You can move left and right using the keyboard, left and right, and you can either increase or decrease the volume of the current slider you're working on by pressing the up and down button. If at the bottom of the volume slider there's this little 00, which is either green or it says MM in blue letters, you can press the M button, which is mapped to mute, to either turn it on or off. In the case you are having no reaction from your sound card, but you're still trying to shout in it as hard as you can, but the program isn't picking it up, I suggest going to the capture menu using F4, putting all the sliders way up into 100%, and unmuting every single button you can find. On most current Linux systems, if you run ALSA Mixer and you do not give it any arguments, then it will give you the default card, which in most Linux systems nowadays is Pulse Audio. In this case, you only have one little slider and you can only move it up and down from 0 to 100. But this is not any one of the actual sound cards in your system. You can tell ALSA Mixer to use one of the sound cards by running it with an argument. If you run ALSA Mixer and you give him the argument minus C, which stands for card, and let's say zero, card number zero, it will give you the information on your on one of the actual sound cards in the system. Now be aware that meddling with the settings in Pulse Audio will actually change the settings within the sound card itself. So after you've changed settings within here and then alter the settings within Pulse Audio, they may affect what is happening on your sound card. Be aware of this. Anyway, in here you can also go to your capture menu using the button F4, and most of the time there's the capture, there's a capture one and some other named sliders which don't really say you anything, and there's an input source and there's a boost or a mic boost or a front mic boost or whatever. These boosts go in big steps, and you want to put them all up in order to get any signal out in the first try, so you know for sure that there isn't any problem. If you've turned these all up and try to record again and actually have a signal, then it is time first try to reduce the boosts, and after you've turned the boost all the way down, only then start to actually decrease the capture volume, so you are sure you have the best quality. Anyway, say you have tried your first sound card using the argument to ALSA Mixer -C0. Maybe you use another card, in the example of an external microphone, a USB microphone. Most certainly that will not be the first sound card your system has sound. That will probably be the second card. So you can use, say, give the command ALSA Mixer -C1. It will, it's the same ALSA Mixer as before, so it will work exactly the same. Sometimes if you have a specific MIDI device which has no audio options itself, it will still pop up in your ALSA Mixer, only it doesn't really, it says this sound device does not have any playback or capture controls. But try device number two, try device number three, and by the time you don't have you have enumerated all the devices, by the time you get to an invalid device, it will say invalid card index, whichever the argument was, and it will not start ALSA Mixer. So once you've turned all the volumes up on all the sound cards, you're pretty sure you actually turned them all up. By this time, if you're actually going through the to Audacity and press the big magic red record button, it should actually start recording and give you a waveform in the little display of the waveform it is showing down there by the time you actually say something into the microphone. If it not, try again, you looking by edit, going through preferences, and under device, try every interface, and under recording, try every device. Use the maximum number of channels, press record, and find your microphone. Problem number two. You actually have a working setup, only you don't know anything you want to, you would like to talk about. If you go to hackerpublicradio.org, in the menu there's a button called Contribute, and it will bring you to hackerpublicradio.org/contribute.php. And in this list, next to also a few guides on how to get recording going, there's also a list called Requested Topics. These are topics that anyone, there are people who actually put effort into requesting this information about this topic. If you know anything about the topic at all, you are hereby qualified to make a recording. If there isn't any subject in this list at all to which you say, I have any knowledge about this subject, then I want to ask you, how can you not know what is in your bag? Because one of the issues on the list is, what's in your bag? Tell us what your tool, gear, stuff you use and keep close at hand. Anyway, this was me with another episode, and I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you will record something as well, because we really do need it. We really do. At the moment of recording, we have for recordings for 9 days, which is roughly 2 weeks, 1.5 weeks, something about that size. Still, we need shows. All right, now let's pretend you have recorded your recording and you're happy with everything you said and the quality is decent enough. If it's not, just play around with some of the effects. For example, there is a noise removal effect, which really helps for background noise. Basically, just record a few seconds of silence, only background noise. Tell the noise removal tool to analyze it, and then to do the noise removal on the whole sound. And 9 out of 10 times, it sounds a lot better. One thing you really should do at the end is use the effect normalize, and normalize the maximum amplitude to 0 dB, or perhaps if you're a bit careful, minus 0.1 dB. After you've done that, it will normalize the audio, so it will use all the bandwidth within the signal that is available. After you've done that, you're done. You can go to File, Export. I assume you already saved your project in between recordings and editing. So you go to Export. You export it as a FLAC file. When you go to Options, put the level at 8 or best. Set the bit depth to 24. Press OK. Give the episode a title. If you have some time, make some show notes. I'm going to include some links to some information about show notes in my own. And then it's time to publish it to Hacker Public Radio. Send an email to admin@hackerpublicradio.org and he will help you get your show on the air. So get your gear in order, get your subject ready, and record an episode for Hacker Public Radio.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.